10 after 9 on this Friday morning. Pleased to have with me this morning Mayor Peggy Hammack of the City of Cotter. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
How was Cotter this morning? Beautiful as ever?
It is beautiful. You know, there's not hardly ever a day I think you could say it's a bad morning, even when it's cloudy and raining. On that beautiful White River. We're good.
Yeah, cloudy, rainy down the White River.
Hey.
Looking at it.
Yeah, well, you know, where we overlook, there's always a view. So mm-hmm. whether you see rain clouds or sunshine.
Doesn't matter,
No, it doesn't. It's a great place. We love it.
How long have you been mayor?
This is my 7th year. Next year will be my 8th year, so that's two terms.
My.
I know, time flies. When
people
you're...
like you in Cotter, don't they?
Well, I hope so.
Most
I'd like
them.
To say. we
Most
we
of them
hope.
Do, yeah.
They're good people.
They
so
are.
It's a pleasure. It's a lot of work.
What's
but
the population of Cotter?
971. Now, we're fixing to get into our census and take the new one. So I think, honestly, that we will have grown. We've got a lot of people have moved in and done a lot of restoration on the older homes, and we've got some new homes that's been built. So
they've done a good job on that restoration, haven't they?
They really, really have, yes. A lot of people came there because it is a fishing town mm-hmm. and love the White River, and we're so close to it that when they've seen some of those quaint little homes, they've come in and made them their own. They put mm-hmm. their personal touch, and it's been a great improvement, yes.
You always lived in Cotter?
I have. You know, when you talk to some and they ask you where you're from or how long have you been here, I can honestly say, yes, I am a native of Baxter County.
Well, I am too. We're
See?
About the only two. But
I think you're right. We are very much in the minority, but I'm proud of it. Sometimes you talk to some that have been lots of places, and that's fine, that's great, and that's good, but there's no place for me or my family like home, and this is home.
Well, you've got a big weekend coming up, don't you?
We do have. We always look forward to and welcome the Bridge Bash team coming to Cotter. You know, when Jeff Quick called me just before I took my first term in office back in 11 and wanted to know what I thought of an idea and would we be receptive to it coming to Cotter, and the whole concept of starting on the bridge and
I'll teach
and
you to answer
I know.
Jeff Quick.
Well,
he
it's
always
a job.
Wants something.
Well, he does, but you know, he usually produces results.
Yeah, that's a boom down there. Isn't
it is very busy, but do you know for the size of our area there and the whole event, it has lots of people, but there is never, it's like you're not elbow to elbow, it's not congested, and it has always been peaceful. So we're blessed at that.
So you welcome people to Cotter this weekend.
You bet.
While you're there,
yes.
Drive around a little bit, right?
They could drive around if they come down the main highway of 62, or they want to come down B. You know, we've got some eating spots there, a couple little, one restaurant, another smaller one, and the kayak store is on McLean. So, you know, when they get tired or they're waiting on a particular event or they've walked through the vendors, you know, they can come up through town and just see some of the quaint old buildings.
What's going on in Cotter? What are some of your issues that you're facing?
Well, always one of our concerns is streets. You know, we're a small tax-based community, and we do really, I believe, very well with our tax dollars. I'm very particular to protect those. They're the citizens. And we always face street issues. We paved some a couple years now ago when I got state aid street paving. That was a mile of that at $171,000. And then we paved and joined and tied some streets together. And I want to do that again. If I don't start it, of course, we're coming into wintertime. So I'm looking to the beginning of next year. I'd like to do some more street paving as we hope to see. I'm told my state aid street paving will come back in 18. So then I can just keep tying streets together. But in the meantime, we do a lot of coal patching. We don't have a laydown machine for hot mix. So that's always a challenge. And then, of course, we stay on top of our water system. A lot of that system is a very old system, and we have upgraded and updated a lot of things you can't visibly see. But we've done so much with valves and new lines and mapping. A booster pump system we put back in the Heights area to supply pressure, and those will always be issues, but they're not just, you know, insurmountable, and they're not huge. We deal with it on a daily basis.
Just part of the business.
It is part of the business, and when you're in an older community, and Cotter is such a history town, I don't think some people that get here, they know that it is an old town, but it was once a boom town. Prior to my time.
Yeah, mine too, of course. Railroad
yes,
town, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was founded as a railroad mm-hmm. community, not so much a fishing industry at that time, with steamboats. And my family are natives of this area, and of course, they can remember and actually have lived through some of that boom time mm-hmm. era.
You know, some of those steamboats coming up the river.
Oh.
They had gambling on them. Did you know that?
I've heard that. Now, there again, that, you know, can be rumors, but I would not doubt it. And, you know, for the time and the era, I imagine that was a mild thing.
Oh, yeah. Police force? How big a police force?
Police force. I'm very proud of our police force. You know, I even say this not only to our police department, but our fire department. Our police, we have a police chief, his assistant, officer, and then I have another part-time two officer, and we just recently hired another individual. So with that, you know, we don't give 24/7, but we're pretty close to doing that by the shifts that they keep. And my police chief is from Texas, loves this area, has been in law enforcement about 20 years. He's very seasoned, very laid back, and I like him very much. I think he's doing a good job in leading his department and the citizens of the community. I have heard no negatives. They, most of the time when they visit with me, the comment is, I like your chief. So that is a plus. It's a plus not only for me and not worrying so much about a department, but for the citizens themselves.
And the crime rate in Cotter is pretty low, isn't it?
It is very low. Now, I won't tell you things don't happen. We have domestics,
well,
as anywhere.
Well, you got people, don't you?
It's human life. Yeah. Yes. But no, the crime in Cotter, goodness, it's very minimal compared.
And you live overlooking the river, right?
Well, I can see it from my house. I'm not on the bluff side, but I certainly can see even the new highway that goes across, and I can see the busy traffic there. But if you just cross the street, then you've got a really awesome view. And, you know, those that live on that side could be blessed, and those that are coming here look forward to it and try to get that. And, you know, we're seeing, again, there's some growth in Cotter as far as people coming in and even picking those river view lots and cleaning those off and building a home. So that's great. And, you know, Bob, I always want to plug my fire department. Again, when we speak of departments, it may be a little small. We have about 13, 14 on our roster. It's a volunteer department. But I always say to them, we might be small, but we can be the very best that we can be for our size. And I think our crew, whether it be rescue, first responders, or fire department call-outs, they do an awesome job, and I'm just thankful for them as well.
Easy to see why you're in your seventh year as mayor.
You think so?
I think so. Well, I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you. I try really hard, and you won't always please everyone. A person laughs at me and say, no kidding, but it really is true. I try to stand on what's the law, what's fair, and what's the facts. And sometimes that's not always popular, but it's the right thing. So that's
keeps
where we head.
Keeps you out of a lot of trouble, doesn't it?
It does,
doing
down the
right
long haul.
It usually works, doesn't it?
It does work. Yes, it does.
Well, if you're going to be in the Bridge Bash tomorrow, take a tour. I'm sure the mayor will be there, and you'll be glad to talk to him.
Oh, absolutely. We kick off at 10, and I'd like to greet them in the morning, Saturday morning at 10, to get it kicked off good. And, of course, we're excited about the entertainment coming in as well.
Well, you have a good weekend, all right?
I'm going to try my best, and you do the same, and thank you for asking me over.
Glad you made it. We've been planning this for a year, haven't we?
I think so. I thought you were storying.
I thought you were going to come in. You thought I was just telling a big
fat.
I thought so,
but it came to pass, and I've enjoyed it.
We're going to do it again before long.
I love to plug Cotter, so thank you very much. Right. We appreciate you.
Mayor Peggy Hemming of the City of Cotter this morning.